Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Gavin Pop. Yes, that Gavin Pop. What's that? I was only really exceptional in math in school, and really only times tables in the third grade. I won a family-sized bag of 100 grand bars for beating every single kid in my class in a one-on-one multiplications flashcard challenge. That's right. One at a time, I went from seat to seat and kicked all their asses. Clearly, this singular scholastic achievement means more to me than any of you, and I am super okay with that. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's first go to Craig Kakowski for his Life by the Lake review corner. Kakao?
Kevin, I have driven across this beautiful land of ours to a lake house at an undisclosed location in the northernmost of the Carolinas. There are daily thunderstorms where you can feel the electricity in the air. My lovely wife, Carla, is currently sleeping in a hammock outside. There is water that I can see. There is a dog under my feet. I gained 10 pounds, in wine and barbecue in 2 weeks. So, let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
life is good.
No more calls. Pencils down. We have a winner. Please say hello to Chris Alvarado, Captain Sandy's favorite. Your take on the newish season of Below Deck Mediterranean.
Yeah, trying to think. Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I like it. I like Captain Sandy a lot. I respect her. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I think of like right now, everything is escaping me. I mean, I'm all caught up, but I don't know what to say. It's a big boat. It's a big ship.
Yeah, that's my favorite review. You know what? It's a big boat.
I just want to say real quick. Geez, Craig. You spelled out where you are, we felt that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to paint a picture with words.
You did. And then I said, it's a big boat.
The password is yin and yang. Don't look now, but Jackie Gonzalez de Ruthie's in the hoose.
What's up?
Dear Right About Most Things, do you subscribe to the edict? If you're not early, you're late.
I'm a very punctual person to a fault where like I'll get there really early and then wait in my car.
Yeah.
So if I'm not going to be punctual, I hate that. If you're not early or late, no, not really. But like get there on time. I am definitely like the people that are always late to everything. Yeah. And it's like, well, that's just Joe. It's like, well, Joe can change that, actually. That's not something he was born with.
Yep.
And, you know, like he has
the ability to make that decision. Yeah.
Joey
and
has the ability to change that.
I hate that as like a personality trait of like, then that person's always late. It's like, then that person's is not considerate of other people.
I get it.
Joey, really
you hearing
off.
All this?
Joey just showed up in the middle of that.
And now please welcome James Heaney, Jimmy Dean, Jimmy Heen, breakfast meat of choice and why?
I like soy chorizo because No, you should try some. It's well done. It tastes good. It's got a lot of spice to it. And it's easy to cook. And it comes in tubes, which the best meats do.
Yeah. When I go to my favorite steakhouse, I definitely want to make sure they're meats in tubes. You're wrong.
I think I'm the only one consistently that's wrong at these answers.
No, your answer is golden because each of these are designed to get the most of the person, and you nailed it. You crushed it.
All right. Thank you.
And last, but Captain Crunch will rip the roof of your mouth yet again. If you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Baby's first Chevy. What was your favorite childhood cereal and which one did you hate?
Oh, wow. Well, this actually goes into breakfast meats because I had a breakfast meat-based cereal that was so good. Himbley's.
Sure.
It was this, like, I think it was a short-lived brand. I don't know really what happened. I remember seeing something about it, because we got the cereal from a neighbor of ours, and I remember somebody, like the cops were there. I don't know what it was, but anyway, so good, so addictive. The meat was always seasoned so well.
Thank you.
And for that. It was always with steel cut oats. That's what I remember.
And now let's do a damn show. Craig, quick follow up. Okay to say short lived or short lived, right?
I would accept either one.
Okay, good. Thank you. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions gathered from your listener emails or our patron VIPs. Become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like video of what's happening right now and other perks. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our newish email address, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's This one comes from patron VIP Corey Booth, who wrote, scene suggestion. Hello, fellow lunatics. You didn't do my last scene, so I will suggest another one. No harm, no foul. Not on the menu. Here it is. The pumpernickel lady opens her own pumpernickel shop. Joey, Daddy? For the love of God, bring her back correctly. Remember, she sounds like an eccentric Jewish woman. Maybe call her Rhonda, pronounced Randa. With an S in there. Have you heard something called a pumpernickel shop?
I've heard amazing things.
Right?
Yes.
I read about this in the New York Times crossword.
Yes, that's right. It was a Friday crossword, so, yeah, you know, of pretty severe difficulty. Right. And they hid a review of the bread shop in the crossword. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so you saw that as well. So you've been to the pumpernickel shop?
No, but I've been meaning to go. Mm-hmm. After solving that crossword, my taste buds were activated.
Of course. What is your favorite day of the week for the crossword puzzle, by the way?
Well, I'm a Saturday guy.
Uh-huh. Always in ink.
Yeah. Anyway, stranger, it's been great meeting you.
Hey, Will, you got a second?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going, bud? Just want to talk to you. Just,
am I in trouble?
Just want to kind of just check your temperature and where you're at with the puzzles lately. How are you feeling? Let me ask you that.
Well, I haven't heard any complaints.
That's how you're feeling?
That's how I'm feeling. I feel consistent.
Okay. Let's go through a couple things. Monday, looking good. Tuesday's been nice. Wednesday, feeling good. Thursday, feeling good. Friday. So just a quick little thing. Are you working for that pumpernickel shop?
What? Listen.
Okay. The second time you said what, let me know that you are guilty as charged.
Okay. I'm dating new girl, okay? It's the only benefit I have. That's the only benefit I have, okay? I can't. What am I going to do? I can't.
Okay. Well. Okay. You're not in trouble.
It's one thing.
You're not in trouble. Okay. All right, bud. Okay.
Am I fired? All right.
So you did this for a woman. Is that what you're saying?
I did it for a woman.
Okay. Well.
God, it feels good to get that off my chest.
Oh. Hi, I'm here to try your delicious pumpernickel, and Will Shorts sent me.
What?
Will Shorts sent me?
You want some shorts?
Will Shorts.
Oh, Will. Z. Oh, yeah. Yes.
So you're the pumpernickel lady that I've heard so much about, that I read about in the crossword.
Oh, yeah.
You don't sound like I had imagined her sounding.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I just had a voice in my head that I imagined. And
Do you want some pumpernickel?
Sure. How many varieties do you offer?
Well, we're out of pumpernickel right now.
This is a pumpernickel shop.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it said pumpernickel straight across. I mean, it was a straight across 15.
If you want to just leave $20, I'm sure we could get the pumpernickel to you.
Okay. That seems sketchy, but yes, I'll leave you a Jackson.
What's your name?
My name is Jackson, oddly enough.
Jackson, and what do you do?
I'm a painter.
Painter? Would you like to go on a date?
What?
Would you like to go on a date?
Hey, Will, can I come on in for a sec?
I'm pretty busy. I'm working on a Saturday, so it takes a lot of... Oh, you're coming in
anyways, I understand.
Huh?
Listen, I could tell by this Friday's puzzle that things aren't going so well with the lady you were hoping to go well with, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so. Is that all you wanted to say? Is that what you wanted to come in here for?
It's just that the puzzles are...
Because you could just go, okay? That's it. I'm drinking again.
You don't need to drink. Well, I'm just saying... Okay, for instance, four down.
Yeah.
Can't be... I don't know in what world bitch face
I'll tell you works. Which world. I'll tell you which world it is.
Okay. I know. Okay. All right. Okay. You're good.
Let's see. Resting blank. Nine letters.
Which towel can I use?
Yes. As a matter. Oh, you must be Samantha.
Yeah.
The pumpernickel lady, Rhonda, set us up.
Yeah, I thought when she set me up with you, I thought she was asking me on a date. I'm very relieved.
I thought she was asking me on a date as well. But now I know, like all Jewish ladies of a certain age, she is a matchmaker.
She is.
Here is your pumpernickel on a towel. There you go.
Thank you.
Why is it on a towel?
I couldn't find plates.
Oh.
Okay.
But the towel was right there, so I just grabbed it.
All right. I'm a little stumped by this resting clue.
Oh, bitch face.
Yes. Oh, of course, resting bitch face.
Yeah, resting bitch face. Do you know how many years?
Rick, can I catch your... can I have a minute of your time?
I'm kind of right in the middle of this article, dude.
I've made some mistakes, and I don't want to go behind your back anymore.
Okay, no, I appreciate that.
I need to make a real statement this Saturday. I made a mistake. I thought Rhonda was cheating on me because I saw her preparing a date. It just wasn't for herself. I think she's the one, and I want to ask her to marry me, and I'm going to do it through Saturday's crossword puzzle.
Holy shit, Will. Yes. Yeah, dude, I'm all for it. Hey, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I feel really bad about all the awful, derogatory things that I put in last
week. So what's the clue going to be? Pitch me some ideas. What are the setups going to be?
I was kind of thinking that maybe it would be, you know that song, Tell Me Rhonda?
Help Me Rhonda?
Oh my God, that was an amazing threesome. I have had threesomes in my day, but she was trying to date both of us. Rhonda, come on.
Oh, come on.
Rhonda, you minx. I had to actually, that was my first threesome, and I have to say.
Your first? Really? It didn't show. It did not show. Not
Thank at all. You. I was not nervous. At all.
Oh, and the towel is not just for the rye, is it?
No, but I really couldn't find a plate, honestly.
Okay.
I
6, 7, 8. Tell me, Rhonda. Tell me, Rhonda.
You know
tell
what?
Me,
Stop.
Rhonda.
Stop.
What's up?
She cheated on me with two people.
And not a single one.
Yes!
Season 2 comes from listener Bryce, who wrote, "Hey all, I love the show and everyone on it, but my absolute favorite alchemist is, hands down, definitely not Kevin." Just kidding, Kev. I guess you're pretty okay. Anyways, I've been listening since the beginning, and I've got to say that my all-time favorite character is Craig's Solomon Grundy. Do you remember that, Craig?
Vaguely, yes.
So my scene suggestion is...
Oh, no.
Yep.
I see where this is going.
Solomon Grundy wants to be Batman's next Robin. Keep doing what you do, everyone. Bryce! Okay, let's see. Is Gwendor here?
Gwendor
for the next meeting with
Batman. Gwendor? Is Gwendor here? Gwendor?
Hi, I'm Gwendor. Sorry, okay. I was on my phone.
We got Gwendor. Well, you're going to have to be off your phone, okay? Because we're in a really tight schedule today, okay?
Tim.
Are you also going in on this?
Tim,
no.
That's Tim, my assistant. Tim, thank you.
Hi, Tim.
Gwender, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So we've got you slotted for right now.
Yeah.
And if you're ready,
I'm ready.
Batman is ready to see you.
Is he in the room?
You've made it to the level of meeting with Batman. I'm sorry.
It's funny because
didn't make that clear.
When I went to producers, obviously, yep. last week, yep. and then studio yep. 2 days ago, and
that's
then
right.
I just didn't know it's going to be with him. Okay. No, I'm ready.
Yeah. He's very hands-on. You're safe. God. You're safe. But I just mean in choosing his next Robin, he's very hands-on.
Okay.
So good luck.
Thank you.
Break a leg.
Hi.
Oh, shit. Let me put this cowl on. I'm Batman.
Hi, I'm Gwendor.
Gwendor, sit down.
Okay.
All right, so what kind of fighting skills do you have?
Okay, sorry. I know. I know this.
Shit. Alfred. Shit.
Yeah, I'll take another one. Thanks. This is crazy. I can't believe I got fired.
I know.
That sucks.
You honestly, that just teaches you. Don't say that he's hands on.
Well, he is. He's just like, he's just really a perfectionist.
Yeah, but the fact that you said it, it made it sound, you know, like he's.
Are you farting?
Yeah. I'm trying to make it quiet. You're hurting my butthole.
Well, just let it go. It doesn't matter.
No. You don't want to hear him. Trust me. It's better if I try to make it quiet.
Oh, is that what it sounds like?
Solomon, hey, it's your agent.
Solomon Grundy, need audition.
Okay, all right. Now listen, I know you didn't love the regional theater slots I got you recently. You didn't love that.
Solomon Grundy, no like Neil Simon.
Okay, all right. Okay, I think he's funny.
He's dated.
All right.
Too Jewish.
Yeah, okay, you can't say that anymore.
What?
Okay, all right, listen.
Solomon Grundy, half Jewish.
Yeah, no, I know. You don't have to tell me I'm saying. You don't got to tell the people. All right, now listen. I got something for you, bud.
Yes.
I got something that I think you're gonna like.
Yes.
I sent in your last cold read that I had you do for me just to put yourself on tape to keep you warm, right? I sent that tape in.
Cold read to keep warm.
I sent that tape in to a friend of mine who's in the industry. You know I've got those friends, right?
Which industry?
He passed that on to somebody who's deep inside. And long story short, you're skipping producer session. You're skipping studio session. You're going right to a chemistry read. Now, I can't tell you anything more.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fingerman. Your car is being towed.
Okay. Okay. Well, then why are you... How are you here? Why aren't you stopping him?
You don't give me the key, sir. I just wanted to come in.
You are my intern.
Fired again? Come on.
Yeah. Holy labor shortage.
That's hard. That's really hard.
Are you all right?
No.
Just go to the bathroom.
It's not. I know it's not a bathroom thing. I know it's not a bathroom. It's a slow leak.
Alfred, I am not quite sure why you send me people that can't take. I mean, when I have somebody come in to try to become my next Robin, they should be able to catch an ashtray that I throw at their head.
Bruce, that's we've done over this before. If you don't throw the ashtray, there's no need for them to catch it.
I'm telling you that if I throw an ashtray and they can't catch it, then that means if somebody throws, let's say, a Joker bomb, they're not going to catch that either.
Right.
I need you guys to start giving me quality candidates.
Of course. And that's on me. I do enjoy our lengthy, repetitive discussions on the ashtray throw. It's just, if you had a Joker bomb, I feel like these people would react differently. But it's an ashtray. Okay. That's the issue.
Do you have any idea how lethal a Joker bomb could be? The hysterical laughing gas that pops out afterwards?
Let's find out. Let's find out what these people are made of. Are you ready for your next one?
Solomon Grundy was told he had drive on. I should be in the system.
I'm sorry. I'm just looking over at the... you want to take this?
No.
All right. I don't want to take this either, if I'm going to be honest.
Why no in system?
Come on.
Look, buddy, I don't know.
His chemistry read.
Buddy, your agent, manager, whoever reps you should have sent this.
Fingerman.
Fingerman. Okay, whatever. Well, he's not here. I'm sorry to tell you.
All right? That's right.
Oh, now you want to get involved.
Yeah, a little bit now, yeah.
Hey, buddy, calm down. Calm down, buddy. All right, we'll bounce you out of here so quick.
Bounce, bounce, bounce. High bounce.
Solomon Grundy, born on a Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, took ill on Thursday, grew worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried on Sunday. That was the end of Solomon Grundy.
What the hell? I'm out.
This guy got look, man. I don't know.
I'll read with you if you won't let me in.
Hey, buddy, you're asking me to get my chops up. I'm down. All right.
You want cold read to get warm?
Yeah. You got it?
No, I will not be put on hold. I am Phil Fingerman. You let him know right now.
Sir, we don't know where your car is, all right?
How is that possible? There's a sign that says, call this number if your car is
yes,
in
sir.
Here.
Do you know how many cars Gotham picks up in a day? No, guess.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite right now?
Yeah.
Tulips.
Okay. So I read that script.
You read that script?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You read that script?
Yeah, and I didn't want to, throw my power around, but yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know who I was talking to, Mr. Fingerman. Let me just punch in. Now, you said your license was suspended. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I don't know what that has to do with this.
Okay. Let me just go through here. Oh, yes. Okay. 1982 Pontiac LeSabre. Is that yours?
That's the one.
Okay. It said when it was impounded, there was no engine. Is that?
Felina Feynman. I'm 4'9", and I'm based in Los Angeles, California.
Okay.
Do you need here are my profiles.
Okay.
I'm only going to give you the right one because that's the better one.
Is that your good side?
Yeah, that's my good side.
Okay. Can I be honest? Batman won't actually need any of that. I do want to give you a heads up. When you go in the room, things might fly.
Oh, my God. Is this not the room?
No, you're going in.
I'm going in.
Right now.
Okay. Because all the nervous juice was already there because I thought this was it, and now it's bubbling up in a deep way.
Solomon Grundy, too late? No. Solomon Grundy, too late? 340.
You're good. Have a seat, Solomon. Thank you. It's nice to see you again.
Oh, it's a big lot. It's a big lot.
It sure is. It just gets bigger every week. If you could just take a seat, we'll get to you. So thanks.
Little girl, what are you here for?
Oh, boy.
I'm here for Batman's sidekick.
Yeah.
And I'm also here to play around in fake New York. I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun. It feels like he doesn't know what he wants if both of us are here.
Yeah.
Well, Solomon. He said Solomon. Blind casting. They're blind casting.
Solomon Grundy mad.
Solomon, have a seat and let's take a time out while you're there. Okay.
Solomon, don't you think that it's even better because if they go with you, then they definitely don't want me. But if they go with me, they definitely don't want you. You know what I mean? Like, we're not the same.
I guess. It's a tough business.
You know, if we were the same, then it's
competitive. Solomon Grundy broke chair.
Hey, Paul, look. You know I'm the security guard here on the lot. You know I've grown to love you, bud, but this ain't Brooklyn, okay? You can't keep walking around thinking you live here. These things, these are just, this is all fake. You got to go.
Hey, forget about it.
Okay. You got anybody? Can you call anybody, man?
Yeah, I could call somebody. I could call your mother.
All right. Paul, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you cash. I got $147 right here, okay?
You think that's going to buy me a slice of pie?
Paul, this is Burbank, buddy. You're not in Brooklyn.
Oh!
Take that money. Get yourself a bus ticket. Go home.
You want me to go over the Queens Bridge this time? Yeah, right. Forget about it.
No, I think you're going to be taking Olive Avenue to the 101, maybe.
Are you really kicking me out?
I'm not, but like, we got cameras now, you know, everywhere, and we see you. You're like hosting fake dinner parties by yourself, and you're like,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
We see you working out.
Okay.
Talking to
people. All right.
And also, why do you work at the dry cleaners?
Okay. That's such
a weird thing. And like,
it's actually a front. Hey, for the mop. All right.
You sing to yourself every morning. And it's weird. It's just weird for us.
Just stop following me. I'm leaving.
Am I supposed to take hello? I'm not going to take over, right? I'm not good with people. I mean, I'm good with the eyes, but I'm not good with people.
Look, we can't have both of you in the same booth anymore, okay? Also, we understand things have been getting romantic between you two. So we need you walking around.
Yeah, we've both been writing poetry. We've both been writing poetry and acting in front of each other. You know, fledgling the feelings that emerge through art. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Well, look, one of you's got to walk the lot and the other's got to stay in the booth. It's up to you guys.
I was told one of you would validate.
Oh, come on. How'd it go, buddy?
Please, validate Solomon Grundy.
How'd it go, buddy? How's it?
Not good. No chemistry. No. Solomon Grundy, villain, not sidekick.
Oh. Right.
But you got a role. They made something for you.
I suppose.
Could have been just dismissed. But instead, you're villain. That's good. That's pretty good.
He could have been doing Sunshine Boys in Tucson for 6 months again.
Hey,
the finger!
Solomon, I mean, like, I actually just got fired.
Really?
I'm not from New York.
Forget about it.
That's what I said. I got to take a bus to Olive. And I want you to take this
Olive magic. Right here. You take bus to Olive?
I'm going to take bus to Olive. I'm going to take a bus to Olive. It's going to cost me $140 and I got to figure it out from there. And I just want you to know that I think you got a place here. I want you to take care of this booth.
As security guards?
Yeah, take care of this booth. Take care of this lot. Take care of each other.
Solomon Grundy no fit in that booth.
You can walk the lot. Not literally, but metaphorically I could. I can take the booth and you can walk the lot.
I like that. Solomon Grundy walk lot.
Yeah.
You still validate?
Yeah, we validate.
Hey, Paul, before you leave, did you want to take this mop with a dress on it?
Yes, I did.
Hey, what the hell,
that
Paul?
Is scene two. That is scene two, ladies and Jews. Scene three comes to us from Bill, who wrote, "Hi, Alchemy Gang. Bill Stetson here, long time, first time. I'm a plastic surgeon in the San Diego area, and I listen on the way to work. I mainly do reconstructive surgery, but I do get the occasional cosmetic job. When patients come in for cosmetic surgery, I have them bring an inspiration photo. For example, Kendall Jenner's nose is very popular. This leads me to my scene suggestion. A plastic surgeon has given 1,000 patients the same face. I have nightmares about this. Anyways, thanks for the laughs. Completely, Bill."
It's a class action settlement, actually. It's a class action. That's how many people we have.
Right. How many do you have?
We have 1,000 people. Same face.
They've all signed this petition?
They all signed this petition.
And they chose you as spokesperson?
Yes.
Okay. Because we're going to need to interview all of them, even though you've come here with the case.
That's fine. I can help you, Aaron Brockovich style.
Yeah, I just need emails and contact
information. I'll prove my worth. Okay. I can talk with the people. I'm very good at the people. I have same face as them. They see me, they recognize themselves. Then
yeah,
they open
about
up.
That. How do you all know who's who?
Well, the face is the same, but the body is still intact.
Oh, excellent point. So you judge it. Right, yeah.
Some people have similar arm structure to me. Those people, I lift my shirt a little bit, show the belly. Same belly, okay, then we're going higher.
Can I ask a quick question that'll probably come up in court?
Yes.
How did it happen that all 1,000 of you were okay getting this same face?
Well, do you know Jennifer?
You're here to get a cosmetic surgery, huh?
Uh-huh.
You know,
I shouldn't be doing this, but actually here, let me just unfold this picture. This this photo
wow.
right here. This right here. Yeah, yeah. Come here for a second.
Wow.
This photo right here, this is the hottest face in Europe. All right.
So I don't know.
Probably shouldn't be showing this to you, but you know, this surgeon here, he won't do it. He won't do it. Doesn't have the fucking balls. Oops, sorry for cursing.
Oh, it's okay. We're friends now, right?
But yeah, anyway, so just wanted to show you that face before you went into
wait,
psychopath.
Wait, don't put that away. Don't put that away.
What happened to the woman that was here? She leave already? All right, well, just you, buddy. How you doing?
Yeah, I liked that face you were showing me.
Yeah. Want it?
Yeah.
All right. Come on.
You think it would fit me?
Of course it'd fit you. I mean, your head's a little bigger than what the face is, but we can stretch it. We can stretch it.
The face can just go to the center, just center it on my head.
Yeah, I'm just saying it. The rest of your head, it would be, it'd be a piece of sand in the ocean. You know what I mean? Like it would just.
Okay.
Yeah, so we need to stretch it out. Huh?
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
All right, great.
Awesome. Thanks, Jacob, for bringing me another client. There's your $10 and a gift card.
Thanks. Hey, man, I got to stop doing this.
Why is that?
I just want a different life. All right, I paid my debt. I got you 1,000 people.
You're making real cash now. I give you $10 a head plus a gift card.
Yeah, well, I found out that Bloney's shut down a couple years ago, so these gift cards, they're not really valid.
Then, you know what? All right, fine. You're done. Give me back the picture.
There you go. Take it.
The picture of the face. Okay. Hey. Do you want to look like this?
No.
Do you want to be want to be 1,001?
No. I got to go. I got a girl waiting for me. She's really? In New York.
I find that hard to believe because you're very unattractive. Anybody ever tell you that? You're very ugly?
Yeah, you say that every time I come in here.
You're stupid, too. Now, you want to go out and find some more people for me, or you want to go do this thing you want to do?
I can find a couple more.
All right, take this picture back.
So what happened? Do we have an attorney to represent us in the class action suit?
Well, it actually turns out that, yes, he is an attorney by name, and I'm actually going to be doing most of the legal work, but with a strong mentality and perseverance, I can do it.
Well, this is why you're our spokesperson.
Exactly. I'm not scared. I am not nervous. And the fact that we are here together makes me feel very good. All 1,000 of us. Very good.
Very good. All right, everyone.
Very good. It's very good to be me to have you.
Order in the court, please. I don't want to have to ask that again. Now, if the counsel for the alleged victims is ready for opening statement.
Alleged.
Again, outbursts like that is what setting us back. I see that there are a lot of you here, and I appreciate it.
1,001.
Okay. If the spokesperson would like to begin with opening statement, let's please proceed. And if not...
I'll speak for myself. I'm the doctor who allegedly did something wrong. Now, I have opted to represent myself because I have nothing to hide, and I'm here on behalf of myself. I rest my case.
Well, there's the opening statement from the defense, and now if the alleged victims would like to pick a spokesperson to begin with an opening statement, I believe we can proceed. Or
it was supposed to be me, but I got very, very...
Our spokesperson is sick!
No!
She is sick!
Okay. Hey, sorry that the case got thrown out. Who would have known that something like this would have happened? But, you know, maybe the justice system doesn't always work, and maybe you should take things into your own hands. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I just feel like Maybe if they just stretch it a little more. I guess you guys were right about it. I liked the face. It's just so tiny in the center of my head.
Yeah, you got a tiny. I really can't believe how close everything is. Your eyes, nose hole, mouth hole. Everything is so crunched together in the center of your face.
I wasn't really against looking like all those thousand people. I thought they looked pretty good, but mine's so small on my face. It's tiny.
Hey, guys, you too. Whoa, hey, what happened to your face?
Oh, it's a little mistake. It's a tiny mistake.
Never mind that. You guys like food? Issue. Yeah, you guys like food?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You like blonies?
Uh-huh.
Wait, blonies? What are you talking about? That place hasn't been open for years.
No, there's a new blonies.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I get two for ones. You want a two for one to blonies?
Yeah, I got all these gift cards for blonies.
Oh, I don't know if they'll honor those. Those are old, but you give it a shot.
Yeah. Two for ones, yeah. What do we got to do for them?
Okay. All right. Now, this is important. When you go in, you got to say Ralph sent you. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
All right? You going to say Ralph sent you?
Yeah. Okay, of course. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Two for one for you and two for one for small face over here.
Don't call me that.
Sausage. That's your name from now on. I'm from Brooklyn.
Excuse me? I'm here for I've got Ralph.
Hi, welcome to Blonies. Can I help you?
There you are. Ralph sent me, and I've got a two for one.
That's right.
And Ralph sent me, and you can take this coupon.
Yep, I see that. I just need you to tell me what you'd like.
Oh, it's been a long time. Do you guys still have the same incredible specials?
I'm sorry, sir. Are you sight impaired? There's a big sign right behind me.
No. I just was wondering what you like here because it's been so long since I've been to Blonies. Okay, I'll just get the noodles and dogs. I'll get the noodles and dogs.
Hot dog noodle. Got it.
Ralphie, baby, thank you so much for bringing these people for the two for one to me.
It's my pleasure, boss. I mean, this community lacking a blonies for so long, you know, deserved to get it again. And I love those new commercials. It's blonies or blow me.
That's it. That's it.
It's a great slogan.
It's catchy. I came up with catchy. That myself.
Hey, let's just try that again one more time. You see the copy there where it says blonies or blow me, right?
Yep.
Okay. So it's a misprint. It should be below. Below as in under. Below me. Blonies or below me.
Okay. We'll do it again.
Okay, great. When you're ready.
Below me.
Oh, that was great. If I could just get one more for safety.
Well. If it isn't the alleged spokesperson of the alleged crime, what are you doing in my office?
Wait a second. Why are you saying allegedly so much? Why are you saying that word so much? I don't even...
Because nothing's been proven and the case has been thrown out. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got a lot of faces to make today.
Oh, do you now? And are they all going to look exactly like my face? You know that I am the original. You know.
You can't prove that.
Do you know what you've done to my family? No.
It doesn't matter. You're old news.
I told them that I was dead 3 years ago. Now they see me everywhere. I can't hide from anyone.
Listen to me.
So you come to us and you ask us a favor to take care of an individual, a Dr. Fingerman. Is that correct?
Is Dr. Fingerman very bad man? Now, listen, I also need you to take care of 999 people who look exactly like me.
It is a
Except
tall
for
order.
Actually 998. I did make a friend.
When you ask of these things, you must be sure. For instance, when I opened up that new Blonies, many, many of my friends and family told me that was a bad decision. But I was sure of it. I knew that a Blonies in this community would not only bring everyone together, but it would inspire the community itself
to develop their own spaghetti and hot dogs. Because that's the most pure expression of Italian cuisine. Are you awake?
What?
We will do this.
We will seek do this. Very good.
My confidant, Ralph.
I don't understand. We all got signed to whack 333 people each, and I got the profiles in here in front of me, and I'm looking at the same face over and over again. What am I supposed to do here?
He's like whack-a-mole.
Right. But they don't look like a mole. They look like each other.
Yeah, so you see that person, you whack them. Bop, bop, so, bop, bop.
I mean, one after another, but there's two, apparently, we're supposed to leave alone, but they also look like all these assholes.
Good luck, those two.
Right? I think they're all going to go.
Yeah, I'm going to kill as many as I can get my hands on.
All right, guys, you got all the folders, yeah?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. I just want to say thank you all so much for accepting me as me and not as someone who thinks they're from New York. It really means a lot, and I really appreciate the family here.
Yeah, family. No problem.
So, yeah, everything's been divided. Obviously, everyone looks the same. We all got that, but please do the best you can to kind of stick to the body of who you're killing.
How much are we getting up front again?
You're getting 50 large up front.
50 bologna gift cards large?
Yeah, you're getting 50 of the bologna gift cards. And they are the big ones. That's why I said large. So they will not fit in a standard size wallet. Okay. All right. I guess that's it. If anybody has any questions about skateboarding, I don't know. You guys want to talk about skateboarding?
Yeah, no? That's funny. So I got a follow up. Apparently there's two, but none of us who've been assigned know which two.
Yeah, I'm going to kill as many as I get my hands on.
Yeah, she's going to do a whack-a-mole thing. I'm going to try to be discerning, but which two? How do we know which two?
Okay, I actually got both photos right in here.
Well, no, they look the same. So.
Just take this.
Hello, who's at my door? I'm not expecting anyone.
I got some flowers.
Oh, flowers. Yeah. I do like flowers.
Yep.
You don't have flowers. Now I'm dead.
Hello, yeah.
I came to you as a confidant, as a mastermind man of the people with the guns. And I told you I wanted 998 dead to save two, myself and my friend. And who's the first person that I hear is dead? Because I am on the line with all of them, on the line all the time. My friend. Oh, shit, he's sleeping. Oh,
no. I am wake up. I am awake. And it is strange to me that as someone who has said to their own families that they have owned past, not only 3 years ago, that they would be so bold as to threaten an individual who has the means to actually kill that person who says they are dead but still walk. So why don't we come at a conclusion? Okay. You take this bloney's apron and you work for me now. You understand?
I work for you.
Yeah, you make noodles now.
You killed my best friend, and now I work for you? This is a bad deal.
Then this is your option.
I can see a bad deal from a mile away.
Then we take your face off.
What?
So looking at that billboard where it's all spelled out, it clearly is, it's blonies or below me. And I was hearing blow me. Like, you know... Like, suck my big one. You know, that's what I was hearing. But now I see it spelled out. Oh, but now I just don't think that's as good a slogan.
No, I totally agree with you. Yeah. Yeah, I hear it too. I hear blowby.
Am I right?
No,
I thought
right.
I was going crazy.
No, you're right.
It's blonies or blow me.
It's blow me. I like blow me.
But I don't. I guess it's beneath me is a saying, it's but it's ask, below me I mean, it's is not ask, a saying.
No, come on. I mean, it's asking for too much. But blow me. Come on. We know what that means. You know what I mean?
Ding, ding. Got noodles and dogs here. Noodles and dogs.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. How much is that?
It's a noodle. It's $20.
$20.
That's a bargain for 20 for noodles and dogs.
I don't have $20. All right, $20.
Well, no, wait. I left $20 a week ago, and you said come back when you have it.
So do you have it?
Oh.
So do you have it?
Oh, yeah.
The name is Ralph.
Yeah, yeah, Ralph, I got you here. Yeah, okay. Here you go.
So do we get the $20?
Yeah, I owe you both 20 and I owe you some dogs and noodles.
Okay. We found about this place from the New York Times crossword Sunday edition.
Oh, and you put together Suck My Big One, and you understood that referenced this place, yeah, right? Yeah,
Will Shorts is getting more vulgar all the time. It was Bitch Face, and now Suck My Big One.
He's got a drinking problem. I do him. Yeah.
You knew Will?
Oh, yeah, I knew Will. Oh, God.
Okay, 10 is 20, and 10 is 20. That's 20 for you.
10 is 20. That is correct.
5, 10,
10, 10 is 20. 20.
10 is 20. For you.
Up and is you down. Got your dogs and noodles. Enjoy.
Did you say this is ducks and noodles?
And that's our show for today.
Woohoo! Oh, man. It's a good thing I enjoy laughter, because otherwise this show would be a pain in the ass. I thank each and every damn one of you for making this particular session so ridiculously enjoyable, starting with Jackie DeRude.
What a good time.
Right?
Oh, my.
I mean, I'm sorry your bedroom had to get involved.
I know, but, me too. Ugh.
But our best to Pat Matt, and yes. Hope all is well. Please.
Over in that room,
yeah. But thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Anything you'd like to tell folks about before we...
I imagine it's no longer July, but if you are in August and you're still feeling Christmassy, there are, you know, some new episodes of The Most Wonderful Pod of the Year from Christmas in July that you can probably enjoy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Well into the fall, even.
Absolutely. Just yeah. Recycle.
For goodness sake. Chris Alvarado, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. I want to share a quick message we got from a listener of ours, a friend of ours, Akash is his name. He sent me a nice message via Instagram and just ended it with saying, so thank you and the team. You guys make the world a little better one episode at a time.
Ain't that nice and, to hear.
I just thought that was really sweet of him. He's a positive force and always sending us love. So a little love to our bud, Akash.
Much love, Akash. And thank you, Chris. Craig Kukowski, any chance we could get Carla out of that hammock?
Not anytime soon.
Okay, good. That makes me super happy.
She appears to be completely asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gets 2 hours of hammock time a day.
And you get... just,
I get to record.
Seems right.
It's a fair deal.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for being here. Anything you would like to share with folks before you are released back into the...
I've got a blony spot running right now.
Uh-huh.
And read DC Comics for the real Solomon Grundy.
Yeah. So sweet.
I don't know how accurate my depiction is.
It's pretty good. Pretty close. James Heaney, care to comment on how the depiction and its closeness?
It's really, really good, and it's perfect. I honestly have never really read any comic books with Solomon Grundy in it. I think he's a rare character to be in there. But I've played the video games and seen some of the animated, and it is very much on point.
Oh, wow.
It's exactly the same as my impression of Frankenstein's monster, by the way.
I think that might... For I think the it's record. Inspired by Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah.
For the record. Well, thank you for that, James. And all our very best to the fine folks of Arizona, please.
Thank you.
Joseph of Grierman.
Yes.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you for having me. I want to say a shout out.
Yes.
To all the people who are virtual on our IG. Go to Alchemy This Instagram. Check out the Reddit. There's a Alchemy This pod. And there might even be, we do have an email. alchemythisemail@gmail.com. So if you don't want to use the Instagram, you don't want to use the Reddit, but you just want to get a kind of subject going, a conversation, I'm sure Kevin will stop what he's doing. Answer whatever you send.
Yeah. I recently had a conversation with the lady of the house saying we're going to be 3 years old in October.
why am I carrying the complete load on reading all the emails? I should talk to the other alchemists about this. Yeah, so write to us with any questions, comments, suggestions. They don't just have to be seen suggestions. We love to hear from you. alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Thank you all. Let's thank our wonderful engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Beam. Five folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. It's super easy to remember. And tell everyone you've ever met. We'd love to hear from you. So any way you want to reach out to us, please do. And until next time.
Alchemy this.